Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. Thank you so much for tuning in again this week and for all your continued support and listening to this podcast. We're having a lot of fun continuing to put it together and bring it to you each week. Last week, after that episode, we reached over 1,000 total listens for just over 20 shows, so it's doing pretty good. So thank you very much for all your continued support with everything. This week I got a suggestion from a patient earlier in the week, something they were interested in hearing about, and we didn't have an episode set for this week, so we told them we'd record it. So we were starting to talk during their session about variables and different things that they can alter in their training and rehab to allow them to be able to do more. So one of the common things you hear from people is, oh, don't do this because it's bad for you. Or someone might even say, I don't do it because it's bad for me. Maybe I don't squat because it hurts my knees. I don't deadlift because it's bad for my back. Or I don't run because it's bad for my knees. That's a common one we'll see in the clinic. People will go to the doctor and the doctor will say, okay, your knee hurts when you run, stop running. Or your back hurts when you deadlift, stop deadlifting. Well, these are all pretty complex maneuvers and motions. There's a lot of different variables involved. And a lot of times these things can be well controlled with the right things being moved around, altered, or changed. So if we stick to squatting, for example, we might say, okay, squatting hurts your knees. How much weight are you squatting? Where are you holding the weight? Are you doing a back squat? Are you doing a front squat? Are you doing a goblet squat? Is there, maybe you have two kettlebells, one in each hand, maybe they're different weights. So we want to take all of this into account to really know what's going on and maybe what type of footwear are you wearing? How far apart are your feet? What stance are you in? Is that the right stance for you and your body and what you need? When it comes to deadlifting, okay, how much, you know, are you using a regular bar? Are you using a trap bar? How much weight are you lifting? And the weight starts to get into the volume question. And sometimes instead of asking people how much weight they're doing, the way I like to phrase it is, how many repetitions can you do? How many sets of that are you doing? Someone says they're doing, you know, six sets of three repetitions and they're deadlifting, say, and their back hurts. Well, I kind of want to know, if you lighten the weight so that you're able to do 12 repetitions, does your back still bother you while you're doing that when it goes away? Maybe you're just lifting more weight than you are strong enough to do, or not even so much that you're strong enough to do, but maybe your overall volume over a given period of time is so much that your body has not been able to recover from the last effort you did. And because of that, your brain is giving you this pain signal, throwing up the stop sign, telling you that you better calm down, relax a little bit. And so what we always try to encourage everybody to do is jot down a list of as many variables as you can for whatever the particular thing is that you think you need to avoid and see if we can change it. Running. Are you running outside? Are you running inside? How many different pairs of shoes are you running in? How often are you running? How many miles are you running per effort? But also over a given period of time, over a week, how many miles are you putting in a week? And how do those variables affect the reason you are or are not doing something? And can we change those variables to allow you to get back to doing what it is you want to do? Oftentimes we find with people, okay, if it's squatting, say, all right, squatting hurts my knees. Well, what if we do a box squat? Oh, that doesn't hurt my knees at all. Okay, well, now we can do a box squat. We can take some load off the area that's irritated and you still get to squat. You get the strength benefits and the training benefits of squatting. Then we take the extra, box away. Maybe we bring you back to a regular goblet squat, and then we slowly progress you to a, barbell front squat, and all of a sudden you're right back doing that thing you didn't think you could do. And really the way you got back to being able to squat was by squatting. But we just manipulated the variables to allow you to be able to get there. Same thing happens when it comes to running. Okay, my ankles, my feet, my knees, my hips, whatever you want to say, hurts when I run. And you get someone who's running super high volume, maybe it's not running that's bad for them or that's causing this pain. We just need to cut back their volume for a little bit. That is their body telling them that they are overtraining, they need to relax a little bit, and then we can slowly build them back up as their body's ready to retake that load on. Take something like deadlifts, where that is one of the best ways to strengthen your back, most important ways to strengthen your back. If you do it wrong or you're doing it outside of your own limits, your back can get pretty sore and you can injure it from it. So we say, okay, I like to start everybody deadlifting with a kettlebell. They can control the weight better, it's smaller, it's easier to manage, and you can get it directly under your center of mass, so it's right between your legs, as opposed to a barbell that's gonna be out in front of you. And you can get some heavy kettlebells, and then we can slowly progress you to a barbell when I know that you have the perfect mechanics and motion with that kettlebell, and you can handle adding on another variable. So when it comes to variables, try and make it as simple as possible. Remove as many variables, like seventh grade science class. You wanna try and control for all except for one variable. As you change that one variable, that becomes your experiment, and you get to play around and see what's going on. So that is all we have for this week, but the big take-home message for this week is never rule out anything, never say you can never do it or it's bad for you. And what we would love to see for a challenge this week is I would love to see everybody try something they didn't think they could do anymore by moving some variables around and finding a way that they can make that movement fit their specific needs and their body so that they can do it again. So that is all for this week. As always, keep the comments, the suggestions coming, and you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and some other places where you find podcasts. Clearly, if you're listening, you know where to find us, but please subscribe on there. Make sure you don't miss any episodes and keep all the suggestions coming because we run out of ideas quickly, so it's a huge help when we get some suggestions for you guys for what you'd like to hear us talk about. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.